be playing there with Yossi Rosom, the great Yossi Rosenblatt, at a further show in the near future. Well, this is Charlie Bernhout with the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music, and I know that you're going to enjoy these recordings that I played on September 5th, 1993. It goes back a few years, and you know, some of the golden oldies are golden, aren't they? I just want to point out to you a couple of things. I, as you know, am an activist, a very, very strong activist for Israel, and particularly on my old show, I used to give many, many commentaries, and you'll hear a commentary in a few minutes, right after Rabbi Gordon's Devar Torah. What upset me the most was this traitorous Oslo Accords, which absolutely spelled the disaster for Israel. This was the reviving of that arch-terrorist Yasser Arafat, and it's unbelievable. It was just unbelievable that the Jews, and I particularly hold several American Jews responsible for resuscitating Arafat. He was washed up, where was it, in Tunis or wherever he was, and brought back and made, every night he used to go to sleep thinking to himself, those stupid Jews, how they could bring me back and let me do my terror on them is beyond belief. Anyway, let's go back to, this is the second hour. This is show number 117 of September 12th, 2011, but it's the second hour of a Slichus special, first aired September 5th, 1993. As I mentioned, and many of you know, the late Rabbi Sholem Gordon was a dear friend of mine, a Lubavitcher rabbi from Newark, and a great friend of the family. And he was my rabbi, actually, in 1945, when he opened up a Lubavitcher cheder in Chancellery Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Anyway, more about that some other time. Let's go back now to the second hour of the Slichus special. Very pleased to have with me once again for his weekly commentary, Rabbi Sholem Gordon of Congregation Avos Tzion of 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie. Yesterday was the 18th day of the Jewish month of Elul, the birthday of the two founders of the Hasidic movement, Rabbi Yisroel Baal Shem Tov and Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Lehi. It is no wonder that this day took on special significance among Hasidim. Special meaning was read into the number 18, so popular because its Hebrew equivalent spells Chai, alive. Thus, this day became known and is still referred to as Chai Elul, and is interpreted as the day which brings life and significance into Elul, making the whole month alive and meaningful. Rabbi Shneur Zalman is known to posterity as the Alter Rebbe, the old rabbi. And there is an episode from his life that has a great and pertinent message for all of us. The Alter Rebbe shared his house with his oldest married son, Rabbi Dov Ber, who later succeeded him as rabbi and leader and was called the Mittel Rebbe. Rabbi Dov Ber was known for his unusual power of concentration. Once, when Rabbi Dov Ber was engrossed in learning, his child, sleeping in a cradle nearby, fell out and began to cry. The infant's father did not hear the baby's cries. However, the infant's grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, who was in his study on the upper floor, and who was also engrossed in his studies at that time, did hear the baby's cry. He interrupted his studies, went downstairs, picked up the baby, soothed it, and replaced it in his cradle. To all this, the infant's father remained quite oblivious. Subsequently, the Alter Rebbe admonished his son and said, "No matter how engrossed one may be in the most lofty occupation, one must never remain insensitive to the cry of a child." This episode characterizes one of the basic tenets of the Hasidic movement. to hearken to the cry of our distressed Jewish children. The child may be an infant in years, a Jewish boy or girl of school age fallen out of the cradle of Torah, true Jewish education. Or it may be an adult in years, yet an infant in so far as Jewish life is concerned, an infant in knowledge and experience of the Jewish religion, heritage, and way of life. The souls of these Jewish children cry out in anguish, for they live in a spiritual void, whether they are conscious of it or feel it only subconsciously. Every Jew, no matter how preoccupied he may be with any lofty cause, must hear their cries, for to help bring back these Jewish children to their Jewish cradle as a priority over all else. And may the Almighty hear our cries and give us a blessed and sweet year, a year of a Geula Shlema for all of Israel without any compromises. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Gordon.
Amen. And certainly that prayer, Rabbi, without any compromises. Just a brief comment. These are my opinions and not necessarily those of the staff and management of WSOU, nor are they necessarily the opinion of the faculty or the administration of Seton Hall University or of any of its components. I had been preparing my New York Times bias watch, and they certainly continue to skew the news against Israel and in favor of the Arabs. And after the holiday period, we will continue with it, but just know that they have not let up. Many of you are certainly as mystified or concerned as I am concerning what's going on in Israel. We certainly all pray for peace, but at what price? Benjamin Netanyahu pointed out just this morning that in all of these negotiations, Rabin and Peres did not inform the military for their input in terms of what they plan to do with Judea and Samaria. And this is quite incredible because it seems that perhaps, and this we have to wait and see, but that within 9 months, control of all of Judea and Samaria will be given to the PLO, which is certainly a frightening thought. If that's true, this certainly is an untenable situation for the security of Israel. President Arafat, can you imagine? President Arafat has been talking about the two-stage approach to taking over. The first is to go for this plan, and then he talks about the flag flying over Jerusalem as the next stage. The only difference between Arafat and Hamas is that Hamas talks about doing it in one stage, total destruction of Israel all at once, and President Arafat, speaking to his own people, talks of it as a two-stage approach. We'll take what we can get today, and tomorrow we'll take the rest. However, we know that the Arabs never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. And although things seem to be moving in a certain direction at this point, we know that the hatreds that they hold for each other will not cease just because of any peace treaty. And the real issue certainly will be whether President Arafat or any group can control Hamas or the fundamentalists. We pray that, in one respect, that there is that possibility. The realities, though, certainly bode against such an event. We'll just have to wait and see. Events are breaking much too fast today, and I don't think we know all the facts at this point. You'll certainly hear more commentary about this in the future. Well, the previous opinions or commentary was mine, and not necessarily those of the staff and management of WSOU, nor are they necessarily the opinion of the faculty or the administration of Seton Hall University or any of its components. Back to the Slichus special. Our next cantor is Cantor Joseph Eidelson, who was the cantor of the East Midwood Jewish Center. He was born in Poland in 1916, miraculously survived the German concentration camps, and traveled throughout the world, ending up at the East Midwood Jewish Center. The beautiful prayer, Shema Kolenu Hashem Elokeinu, Hear our voice, O Lord our God, spare us and have compassion upon us, and accept our prayer in mercy and favor. Joseph Idelson, Shema Kolenu.
Shema.
Cantor Joseph Eidelson with Shema Kolenu and Al Tashlichenu. Next in the prayers, we come to the Vidui, or a confession, also written by Rav Amram Gaon, who was born in the year 821, died in the year 875. We are more guilty than any other people, more ashamed than any other generation. Joy has departed from us. Our hearts have become faint because of our sins. Cantor Berula Chagi, or Shamnu Mikol Om.
Le yenino al tu amore, memoria.
Chagi with Ashanda Mikolon. I had quite a day today, and it was so beautiful to see so many of you, thousands of you, actually, at the 15th Annual Renaissance Fair in Morristown, New Jersey, and it just gives my juices, gets them really flowing even more than they normally do when I see all the Yiddishkeit and Freilichkeit and the great music and the warm feeling of the day. And certainly I am most grateful to Harold Zafman, my friend from Wayne, New Jersey, for his help today, and to my son Richard. I also take a moment to thank all the many papers who are so graciously publicized these three shows, this 2-hour Slicha special, and next week a 2-hour Rosh Hashanah special, the following week a 2-hour Yom Kippur special. You'll have all the greats going through most of the service. Jewish Press and my friends Paul Rothenberg and Jackie Klass, and then we had the Jewish Week and the Horizon and the Star, and so many other papers, and I believe the Star Ledger also had an article today publicizing the show. So to all the publications, and for those of you who may have heard about the show for the first time, welcome. We normally have 1 hour of a mixture of Israeli, Hasidic, and Yiddish, and comedy, and then the second hour from 10 to 11 is usually primarily Chazonis. Continuing now with the Slichus davening, we come to Anenu. Answer us, O Lord, answer us. Let's go back to the Great Neck Synagogue in 1976. One of my listeners called and told me that, in fact, Cantor Eliezer Shulman will be retiring at the end of this year. So we certainly wish him mazel, and let's hear Cantor Eliezer Shulman and the choir from the live recording with Anenu. Answer us, O Lord, answer us.
Thank you. That was again from the Life Slichus service. Our next prayer is Rachamona de One. May the All Merciful who answers the poor answer us. May the All Merciful who answers the brokenhearted answer us. May the All Merciful who answers the lowly in spirit answer us. Moshe Kusevitsky, next with Rachamona de One. Magnificent voice of Moshe Kusevitsky, Rachmona de One. A couple of prayers later, we come to Machnisei Rachamim. Angels of mercy, usher in our petition for mercy before the Lord of mercy. Angels of prayer, cause our prayers to be heard before him who hears prayers. Let's go back to the Tiferet Tzvi Synagogue in Tel Aviv, Israel, for the midnight Slichot service that was led by Leib Glantz and his version of Machnisei Rachamim.
Machnisei Rachamim. Machnisei Rachamim. Achnisu Rachameinu. Achnisu Rachameinu. Rachameinu, Rachameinu, lifnei Baal. Baal. Baal Rachamim. Ashmi tefillah. Ashmi tefillotenu. Lifnei Shamayim. Lifnei Shamayim.
Different style of cantor Leib Glantz. The next prayer following is Moron Devishmaya, attributed again to Rav Amram Gaon from the 9th century. Lord in heaven, we implore thee as a captive implores his master. And we will hear Shmuel Malofsky with his magnificent version.
Devish Moyo Loch Mishane Non Loch Mishane Non Kevar Shivyo
di mis harre mure loch mis haneinu hashik yano nu va hashik shurinu meriri nafshi mi yaksi dile bishin hashik yano nu va hashik shurinu hashik yano
Shmuel Malofsky. We were scheduled to hear a prayer, Shomer Yisrael. Unfortunately, in queuing up the record, I see that it skips, and unfortunately, I don't have a replacement for that prayer at the moment. So we'll go to the following prayer, V'anachnu lo neda ma na'aseh. As for us, we know not what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Remember, O Lord, thy mercies and thy kindnesses, for they have been from of old. We'll hear Cantor Zalman Schweid with Va'anachnu Lo Neda.
Thank you.
What you've been listening to is a re-recording of a special, a Slicha special from 18 years ago, September 5th, 1993. This is live now in 2011, September 12th. Let me just close with David Kusevitsky's wonderful Kaddish.
Oh, yes, shalom. Oh.
Well, this is Charlie Bernhardt back with you. I hope you enjoyed these 2 hours. A little different, and I thanks go to my dear friend Shmuel Shuchat, who passed away actually a few years after this in the mid-1990s. He was a great lover of Chazanis and just a wonderful, wonderful person. And I was so pleased to have him shared our love of Chazanis. Shmuel Shuchat from Crown Heights missed. Just a wonderful, wonderful person. At the beginning of this hour, you heard a commentary by Rabbi Shalom Gordon. He was my teacher at the Cheder in Newark, New Jersey in 1945 when I was 9 years old. And he was a lifelong friend, I'm proud to say. And for many years, he gave Divrei Torah on my program. And someday I'm going to do something with those. I have many of them, if not most of them. Anyway, there's a few things. What's coming up this coming weekend in Teaneck? Cantor Yaakov Motzin will serve as the guest Baal Tefillah at Congregation Rinat Yisrael on West Englewood Avenue in Teaneck. The Kabbalah Shabbos begins at 6:50 on Friday, and Shacharis HaMusaf will begin at 9 o'clock. Later that day, following Mincha at 6:25, Yaakov Motzin will lead a pre-Yomim Noraim Seuda Shlishit at Congregation Keter Torah on 600 Romer Avenue in Teaneck, New Jersey. By the way, I know many of you have received my cantorial calendar, and I hope that you are enjoying it. I'm sure you have many comments and suggestions, and I look forward to hearing from you. I also hope that maybe you'll pass this on to others as an inspiration for them to get a little bit involved with traditional cantorial music. Okay, listen, I don't know where that calendar and information center is going to go, but I finally got it out. It wasn't perfect, a couple of mistakes here and there, but it's a good start, I think. And I know your reaction has been just so wonderful. The first edition went out earlier today, and I know that over 500 or 600 of you have already opened it and seen the information there. And this is gratifying for me because it's my goal to help spread traditional Chazanis. So, if you are a new listener, thank you so much for joining with me. And for those of you who are listening on Nachum Siegel's program, why don't you go to to charliebernhardt.com. That's www.charliebern, as in Nancy, N-H-A-U-T, B-E-R-N-H-A-U-T.com. You can listen to this music 24 hours a day. It's all archived and indexed. In the meantime, come back again next week, and again, thank you so much for joining with me. Shalom, everyone. Shim,